It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
A former athletic trainer who says she was sexually assaulted by quarterback Peyton Manning 21 years ago is sharing her story on Inside Edition for the first time. Her name is Dr. Jamie Nawright, and she detailed the alleged assault, saying, "I was scared and intimidated.
I felt something on my face, and Peyton had pulled his shorts down and sat his on my face. So I pushed him up and out. He turned around, pulled his shorts back up."
Manning denies her allegations and has insisted he was mooning a friend in the training room and posed his backside as a prank.
Corey Feldman was on the Today Show talking about why he won't just say the names of his abusers and is instead wanting to make a $10 million movie exposing this child pedo ring in Hollywood.
You've said you've had death threats.
Yes.
Because you have this information.
Yes.
And have threatened to expose it. Another reason, I think, to go to police. That's a crime, to threaten someone's life.
I've gone to the police with that as well.
And what would be wrong with going to the police now again? Didn't work out in Santa Barbara.
There's a statute of limitations, Matt, in the state of California, which protects people. It's not that way in New York. It's that way only where the movie industry is.
Netflix is canceling House of Cards after its sixth season due to the recent allegations against Kevin Spacey. Spacey came out of the closet in a statement apologizing to actor Anthony Rapp, who said in an interview that the actor attempted to sexually assault him in 1986. Spacey says he does not remember the incident. At the time, Spacey was 26 and Rapp was only 14. Media Rights Capital, which produces the show, and Netflix released a joint statement saying they are deeply troubled by last night's news concerning Kevin Spacey, who as previously scheduled is not currently working on set. Don't worry, though, if you're a House of Cards fan. Sources say Netflix is eyeing a spinoff with one possibility centering on fan favorite Chief of Staff Doug Stamper, played by Michael Kelly. The drama would be written by Eric Roth, who served as an executive producer on the first four seasons. And Kevin Spacey was brought up by a Nazi father who raped his brother and brutalized his family so badly that they called him the Creature. That's according to the actor's older brother. His older brother, Randall Fowler, says he was sexually abused by their father for years and his mother knew of it. Fowler described his brother as an empty vessel who had never had a real relationship with anyone other than their mother. He added that neither of us had a chance growing up with two such damaged parents. And Selena Gomez and The Weeknd have split after 10 months together. Sources say the two had been having trouble for months because of their difficult schedules. While he's been on tour, she was filming a Woody Allen movie in New York City. The news comes after the singer and actress was spotted with ex Justin Bieber on Sunday in Los Angeles. The two apparently went to church together Sunday morning when they had breakfast. Selena Gomez also opened up about her kidney transplant in an emotional interview on the Today Show, which aired yesterday. The longtime friends were on bed rest and couldn't dress themselves or take a shower. Now Selena says her health has improved tremendously. Her arthritis went away right after the surgery, and now there's only about a 3-5% chance that her lupus will ever come back. Her best friend who gave her the what did she give her?
Kidney?
Liver, kidney. Yeah, sorry.
Body part she needed. Hold on, let me turn your mic on.
Her best friend, Francia.
Wait, you thought about that?
No, I didn't hear what you said. I was waiting for you to say it again.
Oh, you only get one liver, Alex.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that's why you don't want to drink it, you know, too much.
I'm not good. I suck to the game operation.
I was going to say, I've seen footage of you playing. You were terrible in that transplant.
Francia, Selena's best friend who gave her the kidney, said she didn't know if she would survive donating the kidney. She says that the risk really hit home when she had to write a will. The friends say that the donation process had to be sped up because Selena was in such bad shape, she couldn't even open a water bottle by herself. That is really bad.
That's insane.
I didn't know any of that stuff.
That whole story, like, you realize, like, you really gotta like somebody, or Selena's gotta pay you a lot of money if you're going to give them a part of your body.
Selena said she wouldn't ask anybody. So she was literally, about to die, which I think a lot of people didn't realize. And she refused to ask somebody because it's such a big deal to ask. So her friend volunteered herself.
Am I a bad person? Because, like, if I needed, like, a body part, like, save me, I'm going to try to, like, get my radio station, like, I'm going to ask our bosses, hey, can we do, like, a kidney-thon for me?
Yeah.
Like, I would try to do anything to stay alive.
For sure, right? Saturday Night Live revealed their musical guest for November. Miley Cyrus kicks things off on November 4th, followed by Taylor Swift on November 11th and Eminem on November 18th. That is The Garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. You can check out The Garbage, RadioNowIndy.com. Just click on The Joe and Alex Show.